to this week's episode number 74 of the Social Media Marketing Live Chat. This is a new session for entrepreneurs who want to stay on the cutting edge of digital marketing. Today is Wednesday, December 26, 2018, and I am Jyotindra Zaveri, your friendly social media marketing consultant and trainer. Well, friends, you know, there are so many new things happening, and we need to always learn how to keep online security. Thanks for the like. Well, when we talk about security, the first thing come in my mind is the secret password. Yeah, we don't say password, we always say secret password. But you know, there are some websites which are not using a proper secret passwords. Like, the password should be such that nobody can guess. But in the year 2018, you know, there are people who have used the password 123456, and that is number one password today in 2018. Another password which was discovered is password. Many people use password as password, and you know, there is a list published by some security companies, Plex Data, and they have mentioned that Sunshine, Qwerty, these are again common passwords. Yeah, Qwerty, that is your middle row in your keyboard. So this is again something very funny. And Splash Data says the passwords are stupid because people use I love you, princess, admin as password. Would you really believe that? And welcome is another common password which people should not use. And 6666 is another very crazy password. People use ABC123. So these are all stupid passwords which we should avoid. So make sure you have a proper password and change it regularly, maybe once in a month, and keep it secret. Well, friends, this is what we need to understand about security, and that is the first very important thing you keep in mind in the year 2019. It's about, you know, it's around the corner. So, you know, when we talk about security, another thing is the virus. You know, who is the worst enemy of online marketing? And that is virus, malware. So please protect your data, your device, whether it is a mobile phone or laptop or tablet. Make sure you use a proper antivirus software. And the worst enemy is password. I mean, the password which people can guess, and the virus and malware. So be careful. And you know, actually recently I downloaded some software, and it had the Trojan virus. Trojan virus, like the Trojan horse story. Trojan was the name of the horse which was gifted, and under there were soldiers, and you know that. So Trojan virus is something which we need to be very careful about. It's hidden. So when you download any application, even if it is free, download from a reputed website. So that is the problem which we need to deal with, and it's going to become more and more severe because more and more people are online. E-commerce websites are coming up, and now we need to understand that you know, Trojan kind of virus are going to be the biggest threat. So make sure your virus antivirus software is up to date. Make sure you connect with the website of that company and download the latest virus signatures. All the best. My next point is about Instagram. Thank you for the like. I really appreciate if you share today's live video. Invite your friends to join, because I'm going to talk about a lot of takeaways, important takeaways for social media marketing. Online presence today for every businessman, business persons, entrepreneurs is very important. Even consultants like me. So you can jot down the points. Don't try it right now. Listen for about half an hour, we will speak. And then you can please try all these points which I'm telling you. These are very, very important. And the next point is about Instagram. You see, Instagram, you know, the myth is that Instagram is hiding. So the fact is, Instagram does not hide posts in the feed. And you will see everything posted by everyone. You know, you follow whoever you are following. If you scroll down, 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 if you keep on scrolling, you will be able to see all the posts of everyone you are following. So Instagram does not hide or anything like that. But yes, there is an algorithm which you know, ranks the posts. So posts which are engaged more are given high web ranking. So that's why you see some posts in your feed, and some posts you can see only if you scroll down. So this is something important, because many people think Instagram algorithm is hiding or not showing the post and things like that. So keep that in mind. By the way, in Instagram story, I'm sure you must have tried the story. Later also I will talk about story more, but try the countdown feature in story. It's a cool feature. You go to story and select the option countdown. So you can count down for anything, and it's very nice. Remind me of a story later, and please ask question. You can ask me anything pertaining to digital marketing. Just type a question in the comment, and then we will discuss that point. Because it is important for us to plan for 2019 and make a proper marketing strategy. My next point is about, you know, training. It is important that we take proper training, and I am happy to announce that I will be organizing one great meetup. Yes, physical meetup. We can all meet. The next meetup is planned in Pune, and this is on Saturday, 9th February. This will be a full day, very comprehensive training. I'll be taking the session personally, and there will be one follow-up session on Tuesday, that is on 12th February. That will be in the evening, 6 to 8, because whole day of learning. I want you to actually, you know, do some homework. So I'll be giving the homework on Saturday, and then you try all those points, and then we meet again on Tuesday evening to review. If you have any difficulty, we can again touch those points, and we can all meet up. So please mark in your diary, 9th February, Saturday, is a full day social media meetup. Let's meet in Pune, India, February 9. Well, there is something new about the video. It's new as far as LinkedIn is concerned, because now in video you can put captions in LinkedIn native video. You see, putting captions and subtitles have been there in YouTube all the time. So if you see my YouTube channel, you'll find some videos with subtitles or captions. And now in LinkedIn also, you can put the SRT file. The SRT file is the subtitle file, and adding this is called closed caption, or adding closed captioning to videos in LinkedIn is possible. Hey, Alok, how are you? Hi to you. Nice to see you online with me today. And you know, in LinkedIn, you go to from the desktop version of LinkedIn, you can add the SRT file that is called subrip subtitle. So subrip subtitle is the .srt file. .srt file comes with a specific format, like in which minute or second, what sentence you are talking, and it will type that. So that comes as a text on your video. Okay, and you know, you can attach this SRT file in the video before you post it on LinkedIn page and on ID also. And remember that on LinkedIn there is a limit of 10 minutes. Maximum video you need is 10 minutes. Most of my live videos are about half an hour, so I download from YouTube. I download the SRT file also. Yeah, YouTube allows you to download the SRT file. So once you get .srt file from YouTube, you can upload that video on LinkedIn. But if it is more than half an hour, more than 10 minutes, then you need to use a video cutter to cut it to 10 minutes or 9.5 minutes. So try it out on LinkedIn, native video with SRT file. So you need to always put all these features in your social media marketing strategy. And you see, on the LinkedIn, when you upload the video, in the share box you can select the video which you want to upload, and then once your video preview appears, it takes some time, and you can then actually put the SRT file, that button mark X, that, and there is a edit button, a pencil icon. If you click that, it will allow you to put title of the video, and it will also allow you to upload the SRT file. Try that out. So nice of you to be here today in my social media marketing live sessions. Well, we are talking about LinkedIn, and hi Jayashree, nice of you to join. Hey Amrapali, thanks for joining and watching me live. Well, we were talking about LinkedIn native video. So your video, you can go on Instagram, on Twitter, short videos, and of course Facebook and YouTube. So you know, by the way, in LinkedIn messaging, you can attach a document. So if you would like to send a document, a brochure, a file, you can attach that in LinkedIn messaging system. So even if you are not in touch on email with someone, but you are in touch with LinkedIn, you can send, and that is even secure and better, because there is no question of virus or hacking. LinkedIn has a very nice security platform. So try that, attaching a document in LinkedIn message. Similarly, of course, you can do that in Facebook message also. Well, I am in USA, and I had an opportunity to visit CNN headquarters. CNN headquarters is here in Atlanta, and they took us around. I took the conducted tour, and they showed us the studio, and they showed us the newsroom where they are actually doing the news publishing. Is the one of the most popular news channel. And what I found interesting was the you know, in one corner, 5-6 people sitting, and the guide told us that they are continuously monitoring tweets, the Twitter or news, or what people are tweeting, the trending news. And it also showed me the you know, that Facebook and other social media, what people are posting, what news people are publishing, and they make story from that. So CNN headquarters has a special team who is watching social media continuously around the world to find what is happening. So you see, social media has become so important, and especially Twitter is very good to learn you know, about what is really happening. So more and more people now will be looking for news on Twitter rather than on television, is the new change. And now coming to another very important question, FAQ. People ask me this question, Zaveri, what is the difference between company page and local business page? So yeah, you see, this is important. What is the difference between, you know, in Facebook page, you can have a choice of local business page. So if you have a local business, like if you have a retail shop with an address and you want more footfalls, then it is important that you select Facebook page which is local. Oh yes, we have a point here. How to increase Twitter follower on Twitter? Thank you very much, Nipun. This is a very pertinent question you are asking about Twitter. I just mentioned Twitter. And before I go ahead with the Facebook page, local page, let me address this point raised by Nipun. And you see, Nipun, to increase follower, there are a number of things we have to do. First, you need to tweet at least 5 to 10 times in a day. I'm talking about the frequency. Normally on Facebook, you may post, let's say 5 or 6 times in a week. Whereas on Twitter, the frequency of tweeting is much more. So you need to plan your tweeting, what you want to tweet, so that you can have 5 to 10 tweets in 24 hours. Depending upon at what hour the audience will be there, there are insights available to find out, and then you will be able to tweet at that time. So you schedule your tweets where the maximum time the audience is available. Okay, thank you for joining, Vishal. Vishal Methi from Jeffery is here. So nice of you to join. Please share today's video and write comment and your feedback, your question. We are discussing about how to increase Twitter followers, as asked by Nipun. So one is you tweet frequently. Two, include short video. See, video is 1,000 times better than pictures. So having a picture and a video is a good idea in your tweet. Short video, about 45 seconds, 60 seconds. And another very important fact you have to keep in mind is, don't tweet only advertisements. Blend your advertisements, your selling points, along with the informative points. Informating points, I mean, share knowledge with your audience. Depending upon whom you are selling, you find some very interesting websites and share that link on the website in your tweet. Mind you, you have to compose tweet maximum 280 characters. So you will have to have few lines, few words, about what you want to tweet, the main content, and then followed by the link. You can use a link shortener like Bitly to have a short link. Bitly allows you to even do little bit of branding in your link instead of long, ugly looking link. So that is another thing you can do. Have a content, few words. Two, you need to have the picture or a video. Three, link in your tweet. And four, hashtags. Make sure you find which are the trending hashtags for your audience. There are tools available to find hashtags. Include those two hashtags at least in the tweet. Don't put 5-6 hashtags, just two, because you have to put everything into 80 characters anyway. And don't forget the contact information, your email ID or WhatsApp number in your tweet. So all this makes the tweet. This is the anatomy of the tweet. So all this, you make the tweet, plan it out, and keep on tweeting regularly. Yes, Nipun, there is one more thing which you can do, and that is the embedding the tweet in your website. Don't forget to embed the tweets in your website or a blog. See, Twitter gives a small script, HTML, JavaScript. I mean, tell your webmaster, this is the script. So the Twitter feed will appear in your website. So your website visitor or your blog visitor will also see the tweets. Okay. So this way, people who are visiting website will know your Twitter handle, and people who are visiting your tweets, Twitter feed, will get a link to your website. So that way you will have more engagements. Another thing you keep in mind is put your Twitter handle in the email signature. All your social media presence, your Facebook page ID or LinkedIn page or Twitter handle, put it as a footer. It's called signature settings in email. You write at the bottom, so that when people click, will go on your Twitter handle. So that way people will know that you are on Twitter. So just tweeting is not enough. All these things put together, you can do the tweeting. Now, another point you need to keep in mind is, while tweeting, you have to also see those people who are retweeting. So that is important. When you see people who are retweeting, that means those tweets are good. So you can see what people like and what people are retweeting, RT, are the kind of content you give priority, because that is what people like, people appreciating, and you do that more. So that will help you in increasing your Twitter followers. Hey, by the way, like in a garden, in a park, there are plants, there are trees. There are some slow-growing trees and some fast-growing trees. So Twitter is a slow-growing tree. So don't expect Twitter follower to increase overnight. It will take time, maybe 3 to 6 months, to have decent followers. Your first milestone should be 300 followers. You should have at least 300 followers to get the social media going on Twitter, and 300 followers you need on LinkedIn page. So these are some tips about LinkedIn and Twitter. I have already discussed how to increase your Twitter followers. Nipun, I hope this satisfies your query. Friends, thank you for joining today's social media live session. I would like you to please ask question while I am talking. Please type your question, your feedback, what you like and how you find today's session. Put it in comments and invite your friends. So we were discussing about Facebook page, and there are, when you create a Facebook page, there are you know, the first question comes is what kind of page. So if you have a local business, please select local page. Yes, thank you. Nice of you to put your encouraging comment. So if you have a local business, I strongly recommend you create a Facebook page, and there are several kinds of page. Select Facebook page for local business. You know, when creating a Facebook page, this is the first step. And if you are real estate, you would like to have more people in your local area, or if you are retail, a shop or a hospital, you know, medical clinics, doctors, and hospitality industries like hotel, restaurant, you can please select local page, because Facebook local page is designed to increase physical footfall instead of selecting company page. So this is something very important. Keep it in mind. And you know, the companies, organization or institution, if you or if you are an online store, you can select maybe the company page. Okay, so if you want to you know, have a company page, then it will be a very different kind of algorithm for the Facebook. So you can select accordingly. Okay, now you know, it is important to increase traffic. So if you are a company, then it's a different features come up, like contact information, mission of the organization, awards and products, services. These options are available, but in local page you can have check-in. Check-in is very important. Encourage your visitors, people who are coming to your store, to do check-in. Okay, so when people do check-in on their mobile, you know, their friends will come to know that they are visiting your store or restaurant. In addition to this feature, the business category is of a different kind of page. So local page is something which you would like to do. Even if you are a consultant or a business service, you can think of a local page. And if you are a brick and mortar store, you want people to visit physically your local business point, then select the business or place page, local business. Because you will have contact information, the trading hours, what time the shop is open and closed, weekly holidays, parking available, parking options, all these things will appear in the Facebook page. And you can put price range, then you can have reviews or recommendation. In Facebook now, review is replaced by recommendation. So, and map listing will be there, so people can locate your store. So if you think you have selected the wrong option, you can change that. You see, you can go to the select edit page and update and change the category from business to local page, local business. And if you are an NGO, you see, like Rotary Club or Lions Club, you can also create a Facebook page, but there you can select, you know, it's a cause or a community. So when you select a page for Rotary Club, you select cause or community, it will be slightly different algorithm. I am also a member of Rotary Club. I have created a page for our Rotary Club of Pune, Lokmanya Nagar. That's my club. So you can visit Rotary Club of Pune, Lokmanya Nagar, and like the page. And you know, if you are a public figure, a consultant, or if you are a politician, celebrity, you can have public figure page. That is another option on Facebook page, public figure. I have already got 5,000 friends, that is a limit in Facebook. So I also created a public figure page. Please like my page to get connected, because you cannot add me, I cannot add you more as a friend. So connect with me on my page, Jyotindra Jhaveri page. Jyotindra Jhaveri page, you like, and don't forget to tick the see first option. Yeah. Did you notice? This is a virtual game. This is augmented reality. And this snowflake is also virtual. AR. AR is now used in almost all social media. And you should also look AR very seriously in your business strategy. Augmented reality. Because of the eye contact, the camera can see the eye and place the cap. I'm not actually wearing any cap. So it's really cool, right? In Facebook. Thank you for joining. Thank you all. So nice of you to come in today's live chat. We are discussing social media marketing. I'm Jyotindra Jhaveri, your friendly social media marketing consultant and trainer. Well, friends, you know, on Facebook, every month there are 2 billion users who are logging in, more than 2 billion. And 294 million, that is 29 crore people in India, are logging in every month. It's a huge market. So we cannot ignore this. We are talking about 29 crore monthly active users. It's a huge market, very big market, good opportunity for business to brand. And please plan your strategy in 2019 accordingly. Use Facebook Messenger. Facebook Messenger is now top mobile app in the world. That is number one. And Facebook app is second in the list. And the Instagram is also on the top. So, you know, Instagram is on number five. So Facebook Messenger, Instagram, these are top mobile app in the world today. And it is going to become even more popular in 2019. Instagram in 2017 was not so much popular, but recently Instagram has really become a top digital platform in the world. And all these are Facebook company. Great job Mark Zuckerberg has done. So social media presence is not an option. It is a priority, it is required. Let me talk about, you know, Generation Z, Gen Z. This is going to become important in your 2019 marketing strategy. You know, people use the word baby boomers, and that is people who are born between 1944 and 1964. Then we use the word Gen X, that is between 65 and 79, So today they will be in the age group of 39 to 53 years. That is Gen X. Gen Y is Generation Y, people who were born between 1980 and 1994. So these are called Gen Y. But I want you to understand Gen Z. Generation Z or Gen Z are those born after 1995. And in 2019, this Gen Z is going to become a very important influencers to, you know, influence your product or service. So when Gen Z has entered the workforce, basically Gen Z has become now adult, and they are young people. They try out a lot of new things. They would like people to actually look at the fresh and updated news. Another thing which I have noticed is Gen Z are multitasking people. They can do many tasks simultaneously. They'll do FaceTime, and they will also have some other task going on their tab, and simultaneously do something else somewhere else. So this is what Gen Z are capable of. So if you want to post and get noticed, keep these young people in mind, because they can do multiple tasks and they think very fast. They can adapt to technology very fast. And you see, if just consider this kind of numbers which I want to share, there are 80 billion small and medium sized companies, you know, and they are marketing on Facebook on monthly basis. About 25 million basis companies are promoting their products on Instagram. 25 million brands are on Instagram. The question is, are you on Instagram or not? And so 94% B2B, business to business marketeers promote their brand by posting regularly on LinkedIn. So you need to consider this very important aspect. And the challenge is how to keep with these changes on various digital platforms. You see, and the answer to that question is by studying the changes in social media. So the best way to update yourself is to come in my Wednesday live sessions. Every Wednesday since August 2017, I am doing this live. And knowing the latest trends is a proven way to change your social media marketing strategy and sustain the number one position and your company's success. So make sure understand Gen Z, and because you know the Snapchat and Instagram are going to become important. Yes, I'm talking about Snapchat. So people have started doing romancing with Instagram and Snapchat. So in 2019, make sure you address Gen Z, because they want the latest thing, and that is available only in story. So plan your social media strategy accordingly. You know, there is something called long-lived content and short-lived content. So the long-lived content is taking a backseat. Short-lived, that means a post which will last for 24 hours, that is called story. Story is always latest. So if you have a time limited offer, you know, buy before 31st December or something like that, so time bound, then you use story. If you have a product launch, if you are launching a new product or service, a new branch, then also story will play important role or if you have some breaking news, then you can use story. Okay, so this kind of post will go on Snapchat and Instagram. Even Facebook has a story option, so you can plan accordingly. Now let me talk about some action plan. I would like you to include some of these points. You can jot down, you know, amongst your busy schedule, don't forget to reply to people who are commenting on your post. When people put a comment, you need to like that or put some other comment in reply, especially on Facebook and other social media. You know, so this is one task, you have to do it yourself regularly, maybe once in 2 days. Just find out the comments. There is a special tab to find out who are commenting and attend to that. And this you cannot outsource, you know, and reply personally. And another important task I would like you to do is, you know, reviewing and revising keywords. Every 3 months, you need to check your keywords list, make an Excel sheet, and if necessary, remove some keywords or add some keywords, because business focus may change, your audience may change. So you will have to keep on continuously update your keywords. So one is commenting, and second task is keywords. Update keywords regularly. And another important point is, oh Subrat, nice of you to put icons. Thank you, Subrat Jain. If you are planning an event, then you should, of course, besides Facebook page, you should post it in Meetup and Eventbrite. Meetup, Eventbrite, and Facebook page, these are the three places you need to put your event. Meetup.com is a important site. And Eventbrite, the advantage is you can put the URL in Instagram as a link. In Instagram, there is a special get ticket button. You can put the link of Eventbrite URL. So people who are on Instagram will tap that and will go to your Eventbrite event details. So, and this button is continuously there on the top, on top left hand side. You can check on my Instagram, jyotisocial.com/jyotisocial. You will see the get ticket button, which I have linked with Eventbrite. So if you are planning an event, please make sure you do all these things. Announce it well in advance. And after the event, put a small report, photograph or video, and you will have a much better attendance. Well, today is 74th episode, and this is Wednesday Live. Your feedback is important for me. Any suggestion to improve this Wednesday Live social media chat, please let me know. Make your diaries and calendars, mark it for my next live session. Every Wednesday I am doing it, so please do come and join me. Oh Subrat, thank you, welcome. Nice of you, all of you to join. Oh, Bakul is here, Bakul Bhandari. Kedar, oh great, good morning Kedar. And people who are in India, good evening to you. And people who are watching from Europe, good afternoon. So, you see, this is the important thing. Make it part of this routine, Wednesday Live, and attend this session. and act on above points which I have already mentioned, so that you feel confident in your social media strategy, right? Oh, Subrat, thank you. I am about to close for today's session. Please share this video with your friends. And a special thanks to Nipun for asking question. Josna Rodrigues and Kailash Jawar is here. Alok Surana, Namaskar. Brijesh Kumar, Rajesh Agarwal, and Sangeeta Rawal. Dhiraj Vora, Kemcho. Nilesh Naik, thank you. Vishal, again, great of you to come over. Vijaya Jadhav, Ajit Pandit, Saurabh Yadav, oh good. Madhura Ji, Rotarian, hope you are back in Pune. And Akshay Sarode, my good old friends, great of you to join. Tushar Badani, Sushil Pandey, Pradeep Mutha, thank you very much. Bye.